Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Now, the rate of cocaine use amongst young women has increased significantly in recent years and is now a matter of real concern. That's what the HSE National Clinical Lead on Addiction Services told the Citizens' Assembly on Drugs as it kicked off hearings at the weekend. Professor Eamon Keenan said the country's rates of cocaine use are increasing across all age groups and that the drug monitoring program seen at last year's Electric Picnic will be rolled out at three festivals this year. Well, to discuss this, we're joined by Professor Colin O'Gara, who is Head of Addiction Services at St John of God's and Clinical Professor of Psychiatry at UCD. And thank you, Colin, for joining us this evening. Could you remind us firstly of the figures we heard at the weekend?
Yeah, so Sarah, basically all figures you're listening to at the moment in terms of seizures, use, people showing up for treatment, everything is going in the one direction. But in terms of use for the last year, we've seen cocaine go from 1.1% up to 2.3%. That's use in the last year. And there was a UN survey recently as well, which said we're the fourth highest consumers of cocaine use in the world. I think if you talk to law enforcement people as well, they'll say that from 2016, when we knew cocaine wasn't being taken as regularly because of the crash, everything has increased since 2016 upwards to the current day, where we're really looking at boom time levels going back to the Celtic Tiger or even higher. So that's kind of borne out then. The last piece is just the clinical presentations to people like myself in the clinical services, where people are talking about the intense availability of cocaine along with other stimulants, to be fair, but generally the big one is cocaine, and it's just readily available so much at the moment.
And is that the simple reason then for the rates of female use of cocaine going up so significantly, that it's just so readily available and perhaps normalized, or are there other reasons that you're coming across?
Well, it's intriguing from the literature point of view, because if you look at reports from around the world, there is this idea that there's a narrowing of the gap between men and women in terms of stimulant use. So traditionally, men would use stimulants in a more aggressive way, use stimulants with alcohol, show up in accident emergency departments more, need more intense withdrawals. And that would be, if you're running a facility like we are, people presenting for detox from cocaine and then rehab, generally you would be looking at a young male presentation. But all the literature across the world now is talking about this narrowing of the gap. And look, there's evidence to suggest that women may struggle in the relapse period a little bit more, be more subjected to depressive features in the withdrawal period. But my own view on it is, if you have a huge availability of cocaine like this, you're going to get narrowing of the gap purely because of the sheer availability of cocaine, yes.
I mentioned that Professor Eamon Keenan was talking about how the drug monitoring programme seen at last year's Electric Picnic will be rolled out at three festivals this year. And that was a little controversial this year, because it's the idea that you can go, I think what they were doing is if you had drugs, you could get them tested. Is that right? Or how was that working?
Yeah, front of house testing. Mm. So you basically had to... You had to put your drugs in for sampling as such, and they got very useful data. I would say that was an excellent initiative. But really, this all lends itself to the harm minimization idea. Cocaine is a very dangerous drug in many regards. And, we would see the effects of it from a physical point of view, mental point of view, the mental health effects being very severe depression, suicidal thoughts. And also from a physical point of view, a lot of cardiac difficulties and stroke. Now, internationally, what we see is the ability for people to test drugs in a way that doesn't stigmatize them and allows people to, of course, it's controversial, but to take drugs not knowing that they're going to be killed, basically. Mm, mm. So I think we're going to see that rolled out in Ireland. I think it's very sensible, and it destigmatizes people who would want to get treatment and who would want to know more about what the drugs they're taking.
But does it also normalize drug use if you have a HSE-run facility at, Electric Picnic or other festivals testing drugs for people who want to take them? Is it worth it to give the service to people who really don't want to take anything dangerous but might take that risk if that service wasn't there?
Yeah, I mean, that's the flip side. Yeah, that is a very reasonable point. But I think if you look at the evolution of drug taking, in particular stimulants, for a long period of time, you're having probably more than 1 million people in the UK taking ecstasy every weekend. It doesn't mean it's correct in many regards, but I think what we have to do is we have to, you know, my opinion is that we have to, you know, destigmatize and bring people into treatment rather than criminalizing them. And as part of that, I think this testing, which has been successful abroad, I think will be successful in Ireland and will prevent deaths and will prevent overdoses and will prevent bloodborne diseases and will prevent crime, in fact, associated with drugs, you know. So for me, that's the route we should be going. I think I would say to, you know, from the point of view of legalization, decriminalization and legalization are two very different things. Mm-hmm. And decriminalization and a health-led approach to supporting drug users is very different to legalization. And I think we can very much take stock after decriminalization and see where we go. I don't think we need to jump straight in and legalize drugs, particularly with our history in Ireland of, you know, heavy alcohol use, heavy binge drinking, and frankly, drug use. So I would have concerns as much as anybody else around legalization. But in terms of decriminalization and bringing people with drug problems into the health services rather than criminal system, I think that's very valid.
Just a couple of texts in on this before we wrap. One person says, we're so selective in our discussion about drugs, forgetting that alcohol is the most unregulated and insidious and abused drug. We know cannabis is a gateway drug and very significant in the progression to cocaine. Finally on that and your thoughts there, Colin, about decriminalisation versus legalisation. Would you, again, the slippery slope argument, you know, that if you even decriminalise this, that there's a normalisation happening, that sort of sends the message to younger people that whether it be cannabis or cocaine or ecstasy, you know, there's a certain expectation that it's okay.
Yeah, I'm concerned about that. Absolutely. I'd be very, very concerned about it, particularly with adolescents. But I think we have to be realistic and pragmatic at the scale of drug use that we're dealing with at the moment. The point on alcohol, absolutely. I mean, and we see this now, you know, the alcohol running alongside cocaine, and it becoming a very significant issue. We know that they interact in the body to form cocaetylene. We know that, for a long time I've called alcohol the gateway drug. And, you know, okay, alcohol problems tend to lead to all kinds of drug difficulties start with alcohol in the first, you know, after a few drinks, you know. So, yes, I'm concerned, certainly, Sarah, about unintended consequences of decriminalisation. But I really think that the scale of drug use that we have in Ireland now, we need to look at it seriously.
Well, very interesting to speak to you, and no doubt we'll be returning to the topic. That's Professor Colin O'Gara, Head of Addiction Services at St John of God's and Clinical Professor of Psychiatry at UCD. Interested to hear your thoughts on this to 51551.